guy didn't take too much of that shit.
Fuck.
Just get me on the table. Yes, that... Not that one. Fuck. That's not big enough. Yeah. Fuck. It hurts. Lock the fucking door. Come on. Well, there's a bullet in my side. That hurts. I don't feel a hole on the other side, so it's still in there. Just for this occasion, I have a big-ass pair of tweezers in my pocket. Here. You're gonna have to open the wound and fish the bullet out. Now. A little to the left. Fuck. Okay. All right, it's time to disinfect. This part sucks too. Grab the... Yeah. Fuck, just pour it in there. Fuck. Bandages are... Oh, good. Oh, we'll redress it later. That's just a temporary thing. Fuck. What do you think happened? I got ambushed. They're obviously on to us. Must know a general location, but not where we are. Otherwise, we'd be dead already. No, don't call anyone. Don't be stupid. Thank God. Well, a disinfectant is also an extremely good painkiller. I've been down this road many times before. So I decided to buy the good shit, just in case. It's worth it. I'm not getting high. I'm getting relief. Fuck. Alright, rookie. Our next play, I think, has to be completely digital. I hate to say it, but cyberspace looks a lot more tempting than meat space currently, considering I just about became roadkill. Fuck. It was a close call. I was outnumbered 7-1, but I took 5 of them down and maimed 6, but the 7th got a clean shot on me. As you saw. Thank God for my instincts, huh? I'm so good at what I fucking do. Just making sure the bandage covers it all. I don't need an infection. Especially because we can't get to that doctor. No, we can't. We can't listen to me. You don't go to the doctor when you're hot, understand? When you have people on your tail, you don't go to the doctor. He's willing to help us. We shouldn't jeopardize that. It doesn't matter that he gets paid. There are still ethics. And I'm not going to get this man killed just because he wanted some money. I should be okay. There's probably some more permanent damage, but I'm willing to suffer it so that he doesn't suffer very permanent damage. I think now what we do is we try to establish some kind of way to get supplies. I don't know how exactly we're going to do that, but I think you're going to have to be the one to do it. I think you're going to have to be the one to go and shop for us. Well, in case you didn't realize, I'm a loudmouth, and I'm very remarkable. So you're going to have to do it because nobody knows who you are yet, and you can't tell anyone that you're holed up with someone else. So you're going to have to buy one person's worth of food and water, and we're going to have to split that. That way you don't draw suspicion. I'm telling you, they know something about us that I didn't think they knew. I might need to get some of the old crew back together. This is a job that's bigger than us. I can feel it. It would be better to keep it small, but I don't want to die either. As you might guess, that would put a bit of a stymie on the money-making process. Go on the forums, see if there are any suspicious posts. Sometimes these megacorps, they go on the forums and pretend to be individuals. They fish for information. They post these things like, did anyone see that weird runner last night? I was on a way to a job and... It's so blatant. It's funny that they think people don't notice. But I guess people like you might not. So go see if corporations are out there fishing for information on me. Come on, you know where to look. That one, that title right there, that looks promising. No, that one. Yeah, that's me. All right. Ripped and pissed off. That's certainly talking about me. Okay. They are looking for us. They're looking for me. They know that I'm working with someone, but they don't know who, and they don't have an idea that you're even a hacker. Okay, fine. Decker. Oh, I'm so tired of that word. It's so overused. Deck this, deck that. Whatever. Just... We have to think of a way to get this off the ground while I'm on it. There's a market some 5-10 miles from here. It's to the northeast. I used to buy ammo there, but I started buying more locally because the journey ended up being dangerous for me. But that market is much better than the one around here. It has much, much more in the way of supplies. It's... I'm getting lightheaded, I think. I think I've lost a lot of blood. The pain is gone, but the blood... The blood is leaving still. Fuck, the bandage is soaked. I'm gonna need more. Look, this market, you go there and you say that you're looking for the great stuff. They'll always sell you the good stuff, but you're looking for the great stuff. No, it wasn't for me specifically. It was well known, well, widely known in the underground. It wasn't a specific to me thing, so it won't be suspicious. Again, you need to buy supplies for one person. And then we have to split them. And you can't buy too much. They're the ethical sort. They don't want you to buy them out and then not have any for the rest of the people who work the area. Tell me that you remember it. Tell me what you say to the vendors. Okay. You have to go now, so I'm still conscious enough to lock the door behind you. Okay? Go, go. This time, let's hope I'm not too fucked up on drugs to let you back in.